It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, and I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And I have over 25 years of experience helping people feel better through nutrition. And I'm very pleased today to welcome Wendy Cates Dancer as our co-host. And I want to thank you, Wendy, and Deb last week, and Nancy, because you guys had a great, fun show.
It was fun. We did have fun. We laughed and giggled. It was great.
And, you know, the show last week was on getting the sugar out.
Yes.
And if you happen to miss that show, and you want to listen and have fun, just go to our website, which is weightandwellness.com, and it's all spelled out, and just click on radio show, and you can listen on your computer right at home, or hey, you could take it to a coffee house. Of course, you can't drink coffee, but you could take it to the coffee house, turn the volume up, and then all the people around you will be listening too.
Well, great. That's good. Or you could download it and make CDs for your friends, like my client yesterday did for all of his family.
I know. Yep. I mean, you know, and one of my clients said that her son is stationed in Germany, and she's going to let him know so that he can start listening to the shows in Germany.
Yeah.
So we are making a difference, not only in Minneapolis and St. Paul,
but
we're hitting Duluth, we're hitting Germany. I mean, this is
World Wide Web. Here we come. That's awesome.
I think everyone knows that Wendy is a registered nurse. She's a nutrition counselor. And Wendy loves to help people connect the nutritional dots to some of their health problems.
Absolutely, Dar. Yep. And I know, Dar, that today's topic is one that you have been wanting to talk about for many months, because we see so many clients with this mysterious disease called fibromyalgia.
You know, in fact, at least 6 million people are officially known to suffer from fibromyalgia, but unofficially, probably about 11 million may actually be suffering from this. It is really a chronic condition.
Yes, absolutely. It is. And people go through a lot before it's even diagnosed. And so you're probably right about that 11 million. It's a disorder associated with chronic achy muscles, brain fog, and irritable bowel syndrome and insomnia.
Yes, interesting.
That's not a pretty picture.
No, it isn't. So again, if you're having nagging aches and pains, you know, kind of that widespread body stiffness, or you're having sleep problems or digestive problems, you really might just have fibromyalgia.
And you may ask, well, what is the cause?
I mean, I think that's what a lot of people say. Well, what's caused this?
Right, exactly. Well, no single cause has been identified. There are no medical tests that can diagnose fibromyalgia with complete certainty.
But if you look at some of the possible causes, you know, it might be your immune system, or you might have a disturbance in a brain chemistry, or it could be a viral infection, such as Epstein-Barr or a fungus, you know, Candida albicans, all those things.
Yeah, exactly. Fibromyalgia is also found in people who have experienced abuse, trauma, and alcoholism. Also in those who have smoked a lot of marijuana. I don't know any people like that.
But. Well, you know, and I think Carol, when she was on her show, Nutrition for Sobriety show,
yep,
which is on our website again, she talked about the marijuana plant carrying a bacteria, and that possibly is a connection for that.
So Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that was new information. I didn't realize that. But I do know, working with a lot of clients that have fibromyalgia, that have been long-term
marijuana users?
Yes.
Smokers?
Often have, fibromyalgia. So, interesting.
That is interesting. So, those who have smoked a lot of marijuana, had mercury poisoning or parasites, or who experience hypothyroidism. And so, the causes go on and on.
And so, you know, you have to look at what is the root cause. And I think it helps to kind of help people sort that out. But honestly, every one of those causes is malabsorption problem.
Of some kind or another.
Yep,
exactly.
And so we think super nutrition, seems to be the best answer to control the symptoms of fibromyalgia. Super nutrition.
Sounds great to me. So you might ask, what do we call super nutrition? Uh-huh. It isn't particularly fancy. It is the nutrition that our grandparents believed in.
And that's what they ate, wasn't it?
Exactly. Lean protein from grass-fed animals, grass-fed meat, fish, mm-hmm. and eggs. They ate all those things. And real butter.
And real butter. And lots of vegetables.
Lots of vegetables.
You know, you can eat vegetables that are fresh, or you can eat vegetables that are frozen, you know, out of your garden, from the farmer's market. You know, just a big variety, not just those canned corn and peas that I hear. But, you know,
right.
broccoli and kale and red pepper and asparagus and, you know, on and on.
And many of us have asparagus popping up in our gardens right now. I'm actually buying it at the farmer's market, three big bunches for $9 at the farmer's market. Then I first brush on some olive oil. Add a little sea salt and then bake it in my oven for a few minutes. It's great tasting and it's a great treat. And it really tastes so sweet and fresh.
And I've been buying it there also at the farmer's market for about the last 3 or 4 weeks. And mm-hmm. I just bought some this morning.
So did I.
You know, bumped into a couple of people and that I know that have listened to the show and that have come to our classes. And
so you can't stop and get a bagel at the farmer's market, can you, Dar, or a
no,
donut?
No,
you
I
have
can't.
To be careful wherever you go. We don't eat that stuff anyway, do
no,
we?
No, we don't. You know, the nice thing about asparagus, you know, it's very low in carbohydrates. So if you're diabetic or, you know, you maybe have higher blood sugars or you want to lose some weight, honestly, 12 spears, now think of this.
Now that's 12, a lot of asparagus.
Yes, has only 9 grams of carbohydrates. And that is about the same as a half a slice of bread. You know, and each spear of asparagus only has 4 calories. It's amazing. It tastes great.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
So low in calories, but very high in nutrition. And this is what we look for when we're looking for super nutrition. Asparagus is a great source of folic acid, which is especially important for nerve and brain health. It's also very high in vitamin C, vitamin B6, and potassium, all nutrition that supports the reduction of inflammation, which will result in less pain.
So what we're really kind of saying is asparagus is probably a great thing to add to your dinner meal, and in many ways for the nutrients. It's a superfood.
It's a superfood, yep.
You know, while if you're having a half a slice of bread, which isn't a lot of bread, you know, it's just sugar and gluten, which honestly are more inflammation makers.
Exactly.
And research has shown that for many people that gluten in bread is pro-inflammatory, meaning it causes more inflammation. And we talk about this all the time in the show, that we know that sugar for most people cause inflammation.
Exactly. More inflammation in the body just leads to more symptoms of fibromyalgia, more fatigue, more aching, more pain.
Exactly.
So yeah. Let's look at more super nutrition. Do you realize that the average child consumes less than 5 servings of vegetables and fruits per week?
And that's...
I didn't say day, I said week.
That's right.
Are we counting ketchup?
No, we are counting French fries.
Okay. And we encourage people to eat at least 5 servings of vegetables every day, or even more than that if they're healing.
So if you've gotten away from eating vegetables, here's a trick that I've learned that it really makes the vegetables really taste a lot better. Start out with fresh vegetables that are locally grown. So the farmer's market or out of your garden.
Perfect.
And then saute them in a little bit of olive oil and butter combined. And then you add a little bit of sea salt right in with the oil. And you don't overcook them. You just kind of watch it and just kind of flip them. And they're delicious. And, you know, I just see my granddaughters just gobbling these vegetables down, and they love them, you know. It's just kind of amazing when people eat healthy foods, how good they taste and how people love them.
Well, now tell everybody how old your granddaughters are, because a lot of people think kids won't eat vegetables.
Well, Willow is 4 and a half, and she and Cedar is 3.
Just and they, turned 3.
Yep, yeah, and they love their meat and their vegetables.
Isn't that great?
Yep. And that's because they don't get a lot of sugar. You know, they don't get bread and they don't get, you know, juice and all those things. So their mm-hmm. taste buds are really active for good vegetables and meat.
Yep. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
I think people stopped eating vegetables when they were told to hold the fat, to quit eating the fat.
You remember that a few years ago, Wendy, where, you know, everybody says, steam your vegetables, no fat.
Right, exactly.
And what happened?
Exactly. Well, people stopped eating vegetables. They did. Dar, it's already time to take a short break. We know that all the supersized foods are supersizing people. But did you know they are also supersizing our pain and inflammation? If you have questions for us today, please give us a call on fibromyalgia or pain and inflammation. We're at 651-641-1071, and we'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
How is your energy? Are you too tired to do more than just get by? Visualize how your life would look if you had abundant energy. What would change? More family time, more personal time, greater productivity. Perhaps you would exercise regularly, meet friends for dinner, or take that class that interests you. If a lack of energy is keeping you from enjoying the life you want to lead, think about your food choices. A diet high in processed food does not supply the nutrients important for good energy. Your body knows the difference. It needs real food and a balanced diet to run well. Nutritional Weight and Wellness understands the biochemistry of metabolism and energy. Their nutritionists look at your health, energy challenges, and lifestyle to create a personalized eating plan that will help you look and feel your best. If you want to re-energize your life, start by learning to eat in a way that creates vitality from the inside out. Visit NutritionalWeightAndWellness.com or call 651-699-3438 for information about individual consultations. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and I'm Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist, and our co-host is Wendy Cates-Dancer, registered nurse and nutrition counselor. And hey, Wendy, I have some interesting facts about people who supersize.
Okay.
Did you know that people eat 50% more when they supersize? Now think about this one. That means when from 1 pound bag of M&Ms, the average person eats 112 M&Ms.
Okay.
But from a 2 pound bag, they eat an average of 156 M&Ms.
So the bigger the bag, the more you eat?
That's right. And did you know that I know that even 10 M&Ms will give people more pain and inflammation, let alone
156 M&Ms.
I can't even imagine it. So but that is what the average person eats in a 2 pound bag of M&Ms. I mean, your mouth is just hanging open.
it really is. I'm trying to imagine 122 M&Ms. And yeah, 100. Yes, exactly. So, wow.
You know, before we went on break, Wendy, we were kind of talking about what happened to our vegetables.
Remember? Yeah, what happened to our superfoods?
Yes.
And we
started steaming our vegetables and then we quit eating them.
Steamed vegetables are tasteless.
Exactly. And so, you know, and I think what happened then is some of the large food companies, they just kind of replaced all those good fats that we should be cooking in, and they replaced them with sugars and chemicals and trans fats.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, pretty soon we weren't eating good stuff.
And now we have people with more diseases, more weight, and more aches and pains.
Exactly. You know, I think if we kind of look back at what people ate traditionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it always surprises people that traditionally, through all the cultures and all the years, we ate about 42% of our calories from healthy fat. I know.
Oh my gosh. You know, people are going to freak over that. 42%.
Right,
wow.
Right. 42% of our calories actually came from healthy fats.
And then the low-fat craze started.
Yep. And before the low-fat craze, we consumed less sugar daily.
Yep. A lot less.
Maybe 5 or 6 teaspoons at the most. Now, this is another shocking one. The average American consumes 53 teaspoons of sugar daily.
Wow.
And we know that sugar leads to inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So is it any wonder that people have fibromyalgia these days? You know, they're walking around with aches and pains and no energy. And it could really go right back to how much sugar they're eating.
Exactly, exactly. So 42% fat in our diet. And now we know, Darf, a lot of people are eating like 60 to 70, even some of them 80% high processed carbohydrates.
Exactly.
That turn into sugar.
But then and they're still afraid of eating
fat,
healthy fat. And when they do eat a fat, it usually is like a trans fat. It's in a muffin or a donut
or a cracker,
yeah.
Or
and so they're not only getting like
a low fat cookie,
high processed carbohydrates, but then they're also getting the trans fats.
Yeah, exactly. Again, not a pretty picture. So we talked some about vegetables, but super nutrition must also include those healing fats. So dump out your margarine.
Yep.
Throw away your soybean, corn, and vegetable oils, and Cool Whip.
And Cool Whip, yes.
And stock up with wonderful olive oil, real butter, coconut oil, and oily foods like nuts, mm-hmm. avocados, and olives.
You know, one of the questions that I get from clients often is when I say, you know, get rid of the vegetable oil. You know, get rid of that corn
exactly.
oil. Get rid of that. And they say, well, yeah, but what am I going to fry in? Because I don't know what to use.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know, the greatest fat to fry in is coconut oil.
Yes, it is. Stable. It's lovely.
It's very stable at a higher temperature. And if you mix a little bit of butter with it, it's even better. And it's a great fat to fry in. And it's a great tasting and adds kind of a nice kind of a
flavor.
Nice flavor to your vegetables. So
Well, the other thing about coconut oil, Dar, is that it's antiviral, antifungal, and antibacterial, which might be some of these underlying causes of the aches and pains and fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, again, when clients come in for nutritional counseling and are experiencing fibromyalgia symptoms, you know, if they're having a lot of pain, they're having a lot of fatigue, often what I find that they're doing because they have no energy, you know, it's like, oh, I
right.
can't cook. You know,
right.
And so what they're grabbing is a healthy choice or a smart one, and they take it for lunch, and then they pop it in the microwave and they warm it up, which is bad right there.
But, exactly.
You know, these frozen meals, they've got great names.
They do.
You know,
yes.
healthy
smart.
Choice.
Smart. Who doesn't want to be smart?
Yeah.
Right? Or
but,
healthy.
But the quality of these foods, you know, it really leads to more pain. And even less energy because there's no nutrients in those things.
Exactly, exactly. So have you ever read the label of a healthy choice meal? Chemicals, 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 very little protein or vegetables, and often trans fats, those hydrogenated and partially hydrogenated oils.
And, you know, most people can't even pronounce most of those words. That are
and if you can't pronounce it and you don't know what it is, should we really be eating it?
Probably not. No, I don't think so. So if you look at something like a healthy choice, traditional turkey breast meal.
Traditional.
You know? Yeah.
Yep.
You know, what? How much vegetables? It's got 2 tablespoons of corn in it, 1 tablespoon of carrots, 2 teaspoons of peas, which is a less than a half a cup of vegetables.
Wow.
And what we recommend is 3 to 5 cups of vegetables for lunch alone.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So that's kind of lacking, isn't it?
Yeah. Sad to say that most of all the frozen dinners, and you can look on the labels, they have less than a half a cup of vegetables. And by the time we get them,
mm-hmm.
They're probably all nutrient lacking for sure.
Oh, exactly.
And if you zap them with a microwave, that kills off all the active enzymes. So,
mm-hmm. And the other thing, Dar, is that what I'm thinking, you know, just looking at this traditional turkey breast, that the vegetables they're using are the ones that are high in starch and high in carbohydrates,
mm-hmm.
you know, the corn and carrots and peas. You know, where's the asparagus?
Exactly.
Where are the greens? Where are all those lovely antioxidants and not there, are they?
No, they're not there.
So the other problem is that frozen dinners are so tiny and loaded with carbohydrates that people eat them, and then an hour later, they go searching the office for the candy jars, and then they go out for a diet pop and a bag of M&Ms, and hopefully it's not that 2-pound bag of M&Ms, but it's like less than, it's a small bag.
And, you know, so, we know, don't we? You know, if you're eating... If you're taking in Diet Pop and M&Ms,
yeah,
you're going to have more aches and pains, aren't you?
Absolutely.
You know, and I put a challenge out to people that are really struggling with fibromyalgia or aches and pains. You know, just if you're drinking soda, hey, stop today and see if so this is Saturday.
Yeah.
So by Thursday, you know, rate your pain level right today. Stop drinking soda and maybe even stop drinking or eating sugar. Two things at once.
Yep. I think they can handle it.
And then on Thursday, rate your scale of pain again.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet it will be down, don't you think?
I bet it will be, Dar. I'll bet. Shall we make a bet?
Okay.
Okay, let's do it. So it's time for a break. We are discussing foods that reduce or eliminate fibromyalgia symptoms, causes of fatigue and pain. Call us with your questions. We're here at 651-641-1071, and we'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Have you ever considered trying nutritional therapy for the chronic condition that prevents you from feeling your best? Sadly, many who suffer from indigestion, pain, inflammation, fatigue, slow metabolism, and depression do not realize how much relief nutritional therapy can offer. You may be surprised to learn how much better you can feel just by changing the way you eat. Don't settle for feeling marginal. If you are ready to learn how nutrition can make a difference in your health and well-being, contact Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Their nutritionists and educators understand the biochemistry of food in the body. Fake foods, low calorie and low fat diets, slow metabolism, and can cause long-term health problems. That is why NWW recommends eating a balance of whole natural foods for health and well-being. To schedule a consultation or register for a class, contact Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or visit weightandwellness.com. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. You will receive sound nutritional advice from a caring, committed staff.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist, and our co-host is Wendy Cates Dancer. She's a registered nurse and a nutrition educator. And Wendy, I have some other interesting facts.
You are just full of interesting facts today, aren't you?
Yes. So it may surprise you that back in 1938, the year I was born, a dozen eggs cost 57 cents. And a dozen of organic eggs today cost about $2.50.
Yep.
So let's look at the cost of bread.
Okay.
You know, in 1938, bread cost 9 cents a loaf.
Wow.
And if you're going to buy the same quality of bread that we used to get back then,
mm-hmm.
it cost at least $4.50 a loaf. That's
wow.
like an organic bread, you know. So the price of eggs hasn't gone up much, has it?
No, it hasn't. What was the price of gas back then, Dar?
20 cents.
20 cents?
Yeah. 20
and what is it, like $3.20 a gallon now? Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So
20 cents a gallon.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, we could afford it on a nutrition salary.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So what we're saying is if you want to feel better and have more energy, spend your money on organic eggs.
Exactly.
And not on bread.
Exactly.
You know, eggs are a perfect superfood. And I did bet you didn't know this, Wendy.
What's that, Dar?
It's May is egg month. And
Egg month.
And May was my birthday.
And
so
it's also your birthday month.
Yes.
So happy birthday. You turned 69. Do you mind me? But they've probably already done the math. So I'm not,
I don't know.
I'm not telling anybody anything. On Thursday.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's been great. Great the last few days, so thank you.
Yeah, and you're celebrating again tomorrow, I understand. So.
And I had a very interesting physical, and I rated very, very high in my health. Which
awesome.
Which was just a great birthday gift. I was just amazed. So, you know, you always think you are,
yep.
and you always feel healthy, but you think, oh, could there be a number sneaking up there on you that you don't know about?
So is that like equivalent to like the Apgar score for babies that you got this big score
so.
On?
Oh, yep.
That's absolutely wonderful. Congratulations. So we're talking about the cost of food back mm-hmm. in 1938. And the other thing, Dar, is, you know, when people complain about how much food costs,
yeah.
which we often hear.
Mm-hmm.
But back in 1938, we know that people were spending 40% of their total income on good food. Food.
Isn't that just amazing? 40%.
40%.
And what are we spending now?
Less than 10.
Okay.
But we're spending over 20% on healthcare.
Okay. So.
Isn't that interesting?
It is.
So maybe we need to flip back to spending more on good food, yes. Superfoods like we were talking about.
So, Wendy, I know we have a caller on the line, but I just want, before you take that caller, I just want to put out the number again. It's 651-641-1071. And so if you have a, you know, really a hard question about fibromyalgia.
Or just, pain and inflammation. We'd love to hear
call.
From you.
So okay. Should we take this nice caller?
Absolutely. Let's do that. Linda?
Yes.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
Hi. Did you have a question for us?
Yep, I was just wondering about the sugar. I know that I have taken myself off sugar and started taking in the better fat or whatever, and I feel amazingly better.
Wonderful.
But and that goes to see I seen Dar about a year ago.
I thought I recognized your voice.
Yeah. Went really well, Dar. Thanks.
Great.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And but I'm kind of struggling with some of the sugar. I'm still like not wanting to eat the plain yogurt and things, so I've been buying the other yogurts and adding fruit and stuff to them. Is that bad? I mean, can I still have that yogurt if that's about the only sugar that I'm bringing in?
Well, Linda, to be perfectly honest, when you're buying the flavored yogurt, even including vanilla,
yep.
You know, that really, that like almost triples the amount of sugar that,
okay.
that's in it. So it's really best to do that wonderful plain whole milk, organic yogurt, and then add some berries. Now, if you need it a little sweeter, then pick some of the sweet fruits, like a half a banana or a half a cup of pineapple.
Yep, that's kind of what I've been putting in with that kind of yogurt. But I'll try it again. And
So you're doing plain yogurt, right?
No,
actually,
she's doing flavored yogurt.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
no.
I think the type that I have, it only has about 13 grams of sugar.
Okay. Well, one
of
the possible.
I'm sorry?
One of the possibilities to first sweeten it up is maybe add just a tiny little bit of maple syrup. And when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about a teaspoon. And
okay.
add that and then add your fruit. And I
okay.
think you'll find that it's perfectly fine for you.
Oh, I haven't tried that. That sounds good. Because I've been struggling with that because I've been doing good with everything else. And I
yep.
like my yogurt for my snack.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been just doing the, I've been just kind of thinking that that's not very much sugar, but obviously it is.
Well, it's, you know, and if it keeps your craving for sugar going, then it
yeah.
may be too much for you.
It actually isn't. I haven't found
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, you know, it may be just fine. You're feeling great.
Yes.
And that's the most important.
I am.
And that's how you can judge whether you're getting too much sugar or not.
Okay. Yep.
Sounds great. No. Keep up
all
the
right.
good work.
Thanks
for the call, Linda.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
So
we have one more caller if you are ready, Dar. Okay. Tammy?
Yes?
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi. I was curious about sugar cravings. I know sugar's hideous for me, but yet I can't stop eating it, and I have all the inflammation and the pain and all that stuff.
Okay.
So why is it so darn hard? I mean, I know it's addictive. It's like a drug.
Yeah.
Well, the more sugar you eat, the more you want. I mean, that's given because it messes with your brain chemistry.
You know, exactly. I mean, I don't know if you listened to our show last week on sugar, but sugar actually is just one atom away from cocaine.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
So it's like, that's why it's so addictive.
But I think there's a lot of steps when you're looking at sugar cravings. Is, you know, you have to get up in the morning and you have to eat a breakfast that would have like eggs and vegetables and good fat so you get your blood sugar balanced.
That's another question. I used to eat a cup of eggs every day with some broccoli and onion and garlic, and then I had my cholesterol done and it was high. So he told me just to eat like two eggs a week, and that was my breakfast I really enjoyed.
Well, I think one of the things that I would do is look at, you know, if I was working with you as a client, I'd look at what those cholesterol numbers really meant, because sometimes they're not interpreted very well. And, you know, because we know that the eggs are not going to increase your cholesterol. So it could be, though, that if you're eating eggs in the morning, but you're still eating a ton of sugar, because sugar is actually what makes your liver produce more cholesterol. So it could be a combination of different factors. So you just can't blame the eggs, because eggs are basically,
right, exactly.
You know, they balance your blood sugar and they do not make your cholesterol go up. And that's been researched extensively. And so,
oh, okay.
So, you
yeah,
know.
So don't blame the eggs.
Another quick question. I have a recipe for cookies that I make with maple syrup and carob.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something horrible?
Well, it's not as bad, you know, and again, it doesn't take a lot of maple syrup, just a little bit, and it probably is healthier for you. But if you're a person that is experiencing a lot of cravings, you can't be eating cookies, let's face it, because it's got gluten or some kind of flour in it, and that is probably going to have you have more cravings for sugar. So it's like you have to look at your own personal biochemistry to kind of understand how you can deal with your own cravings on some of these things. And some people have very imbalances in their biochemistry.
Yep.
So it's really a science. You know, getting rid of sugar cravings is a science. And that's what we look at all the time, is we look at those biochemical factors.
And putting everything in place to get rid of the sugar cravings. So, but Tammy, thank you for the call. I'm getting the signal. It's time to take a break.
All right.
So
thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
A great snack for kids or adults would be cherry or grape tomatoes with slices of avocado and cubes of chicken breast. Put a toothpick in each and watch the kids eat them up like candy. As I said before, it's time to take a break, and we'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Hey, want to go for a bike ride this weekend?
No, thanks. I'm exhausted. Work never lets up, and I lay awake thinking about what I have to do the next day. By Saturday, all I want to do is read or watch movies.
What happened to my biking partner? Do I need to find a new one?
Maybe I need what you're taking. How do you find the energy?
Nutrition.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious. You can't believe the difference changing my eating has made. I used to be dragging by Friday, too. Then I went to Nutritional Weight and Wellness for a personal consultation. They set up an eating plan for me with a variety of real foods, none of those canned shakes, rice cakes, or frozen mini dinners. I eat chicken, salmon, steak, eggs, asparagus, wild rice, real butter, and berries and cream. I get plenty to eat. I feel great. I have no more heartburn. I even have better moods.
So food is the answer to my fatigue and insomnia? It can't be that simple.
It was for me. You should call them. I'm glad I did. Their number is 651-699-3438 or visit their website at weightandwellness.com.
So open up your morning light and say a little prayer for I. You know that if we are to stay alive, then see the peace in every eye.
Thank you for listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist, and our co-host is Wendy Cates Dancer. Wendy is a registered nurse, a nutrition educator, nutrition counselor, and we are doing her favorite topic. We're connecting the nutritional dots to the symptoms of fibromyalgia. So I know we got callers on the line, but if other people have questions, give us a call at 651-641-1071.
Yep, and Dar, we know it's still a new thought that what you put in your mouth has a direct correlation to your level of pain and inflammation. I know that even saying that pain and inflammation have a direct relationship to the food you are eating or the beverages you are drinking stops people in their tracks, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, because people have no idea the power of food. You know, preparing and eating an anti-inflammatory, anti-pain meals, you know, it's pretty simple.
Yep, very
really
simple.
Is. But it's very powerful.
Right, and guess what? No side effects like the medications have. So let's take a call, Dar.
Okay.
June?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hello.
Hi.
My question is you had indicated that bread or gluten products are produce inflammatory conditions in your body. What do you suggest in place of that? My second question is, you had also mentioned coffee, and then you just walked away from coffee. So I'm not sure if coffee is good or bad for fibromyalgia or not. So I actually have two questions. One is the bread. The other one is addressing the issue of drinking coffee.
Okay. Well, let's talk about bread first, because, you know, if you want substitutes, you get off of gluten. So gluten grains are in wheat, rye, barley, kamut, spelt, you know, oats. So you get off of those, and you eat things like wild rice is great, rice. So
that, brown rice.
Brown rice, mm-hmm. Those things. So those are much better grains for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can even find a rice tortilla these days. So, but I think just cooking rice and having that. And then, so that kind of answers that question, I think. And as far as the coffee, you know, if you're having a cup of coffee a day or two cups, I don't think that's a real issue for most people. Many cups tends to be an issue, and sometimes people need to drink organic coffee because there's less pesticides in organic coffee or no pesticides. And regular coffee has a lot of pesticides in it, and that can cause pain and inflammation for people that are real sensitive.
Okay.
Does that make some sense?
It does. It does. And if I could put one last question in there.
Sure.
What if you're allergic to eggs and you cannot do the eggs on this diet?
Okay, then you, that sounds just like my granddaughter. So you need to do meat and vegetables and you know, like rice. So you substitute the eggs and you actually eat meat for breakfast or fish. I mean, people eat salmon for breakfast, and that's great. So, yeah, so you have some very sensitive chemistry to the proteins. And like the protein that's in
the egg whites.
In the egg white, and also the protein that's the gluten protein.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might have some sensitivities to the dairy protein, too.
Mm.
I bet if you eliminated all those things, you'd have a lot less pain.
I get water in a toothpick.
Yep, that's it. No, actually, you know, this is truly, Willow has these same sensitivities, and there is lots of great foods that you can eat.
Lots of vegetables and good quality meat.
Yeah. And you have to have a different mindset about food.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that it makes me be more of a creative cook in the kitchen when she's coming in. And like tomorrow she's coming to town. And so, you know, I'm going to have great things for the girls. And they don't even know that these are not what other people are eating. But it's that attitude. You know, you take it as a challenge.
Okay.
So good luck to you. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, June. We have Joanne on the line. Joanne, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've been on disability for fibromyalgia for 9 years, and I'm recently getting things like blisters in my mouth and cracks by my mouth that the dentists say show vitamin deficiency.
Yep.
And I was wondering if that is part of having fibromyalgia.
No, I think what it is, it's some reason you're not absorbing your nutrients. And what I would do is, as a client, I would look at
why that is.
Yeah, why is that going on? And so, you know, you probably do have a gluten sensitivity. That would be a logical look, because what it does is it interrupts the absorption of nutrients from your intestinal tract into your bloodstream and into your cells. So
yep.
That would be, and that maybe is what's causing your fibromyalgia underneath everything.
Okay, because I take vitamins regularly.
Yep,
right.
But you can't absorb them.
You can't absorb them. So we need then, Joanne, to look at your intestinal health. You know, just like Dar said, something's preventing the absorption of your food.
Okay, and I should start with gluten then, getting
yes.
that out of my diet.
Yep, that would be a great place to start.
Okay, thank you very much for the
You're
call. You're
welcome,
Joanne.
That was great.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Before we break again, I want to alert you to a new class on June 13th at our office in Wayzata. It is called Nutrition for Young Adults, and this is a great class meant for your young adults experiencing acne, weight gain, wanting to eat better for mental alertness or athletic performance.
It's a wonderful class.
It's just a great class. So, and it's really geared towards teenagers. They're not going to be bored. They're going to be engaged. So sign up, and we'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever, but no one ever tells you that forever feels like home.
Well, we are back with Dishing Up Nutrition. And I just want to alert everyone, we have a special event coming up.
Yes, we do.
On June 14th. And actually, Kevin Berger is coming to Nutritional Weight and Wellness and Balance for Life in White Bear. And we're going to be doing our live broadcast. She's going to be out there. So we're going to have food. We're going to have demonstrations. We're going to have classes. We're going to have lots of fun. And it's going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning. And Kevin's broadcast will be from 9 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And just a great day. And so we invite you to come out, you know, meet Kevin, meet our staff. Meet the staff of Balance for Life. It's just going to be a great day.
It will be fun. Lots of fun. And we're going to have Foods for Great Energy class.
Yes, Foods for Great Energy.
So
if you want to know, you know, if you want to keep the details, just go to our website, weightandwellness.com, and we'll have more details on our website so people can check on what's going on. So
sounds good.
So should we take a caller?
Sure, let's do that. Jean? Jean?
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
There was a glitch in my sound. I'm calling to ask about bread. I eat about 4 slices of bread a day. I love bread. I didn't know it turns into sugar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if it's okay, if there's a certain kind of bread that's okay to eat. And
well, are you experiencing any pain and inflammation?
No, I don't think I am. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I used to, but I don't anymore.
Okay. Well, if you're not having fibromyalgia symptoms or other pain and inflammation, you know, maybe you're one of these lucky people that can go ahead and eat bread.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do organic bread for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And that that would be fine.
Is natural ovens bread
that's,
organic?
No, it's not organic.
Okay.
But it still is
It's still pretty
bread.
Good. Yeah. And French Meadows is very good bread, and that is organic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then my other question, I like listening to your show, but I find that it seems to, if I'm thinking of the right author, it seems to conflict with a lot that Dr. Dean Ornish said.
Oh, it certainly does.
Oh,
<laughs> <laughs> We're on extreme opposite ends. No, we think of ourselves as sort of in the middle.
Yes.
And like Matt, Dr. Atkins as being way extreme on one end and Ornish on the other end. And so we just believe, I mean, Ornish believes in lots of vegetables. We believe in lots of vegetables.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Atkins believes in good protein, and we do too. Mm-hmm. Where we really believe is good, healthy fats too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think
and eating in balance.
You know,
yeah.
I think the difference is that we work with clients day after day, and we kind of know what works for clients.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for your call, Jean.
You.
Yep, and it's... Our time is up, Dar.
Wow.
Is it? So we know that if you have fibromyalgia, the first foods to eliminate are sugar, including grains, eat brown rice and wild rice. Those are the foods that...
Are the magic within you.
Very good, Dar. We'll be back next week with Dishing Up Nutrition.
Thank you for listening.